All right. So on tonight, we're going to focus on the power of wisdom. I've been excited to teach this for some time. It's been prepared for a while, and so tonight, I believe one of the most essential things that is necessary for us as believers of God, as Christians, to have in our lives is wisdom. For without wisdom, we cannot exist as children of God in this world. And so we're going to dive into to wisdom tonight and all that wisdom, all that that wisdom can produce for us. So here we go. Before we begin, I'm always going to have some meet and agreement. So it's okay to be transparent. This is a safe space for everyone. I want you to know that that there's no judgment here. Other perspectives are welcome. No one is the know-it-all when it comes to the Word of God. That's why we seek and come together to ask for His guidance, ask for the wisdom that we're going to learn about tonight. And that way we can be able to grow together. Experiences will teach us, lessons will teach us, and so we can pull from each other. We are all a work in progress, so don't no one have it together. Be straight up. I am very transparent. Let you know God is still working on me. And so we are all a work in progress. So everyone is on a different journey. Everyone has different levels of understanding. They are all welcome. Do not feel ashamed. Do not feel embarrassed. Chat it up. We got the chat box. If you ever been a part of my teaching, I will go. I'm a fast talker. I go hard with intensity. If you got a question and you feel like you can't jump in, put it in the chat. I'll be sure to see you. Donna will see you as well. And always at the end of every Bible study lesson, we want to make sure that we have at least that you have at least one takeaway to approach. One takeaway to I'm sorry, one takeaway that you can apply in your life. One takeaway that you can apply. So here we go. We're gonna start here. Icebreaker. I love these because this allows us to get it to get our minds and our spirits right. It allows us to really just hone in and get our spirits right. We've all had long days. Well, I had a long day at least, but allows us the opportunity to come together and just to focus on God. So, with the week almost to a close, how are you feeling? You can put it in the chat. With the week almost to a close, how are you feeling? One is a smiley face. Two is tears. Three is sweat like you just made it. And four is man, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired this week. I am done. One, two, three, or four.
Oh, I didn't see those. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Oh, one. I'll
You
put
got a one. All right.
one.
All right. I'll let you go ahead and share that real fast. If you don't mind, hold on. Let me go ahead and take the
Oh,
spotlight.
sorry.
Go ahead. You good. Go ahead. You good. Go ahead and share.
Oh, were you talking to me?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
I'm
Rev, you
sorry.
got
I
it.
didn't know I was unmuted. I was in here talking. One.
You good. Okay. All right.
I just feel like, God is just really loving on me. I just realized how jealousy is behind me. And I just feel so loved. And I know I'm gonna have my times, but right now, I feel favored.
Amen. Amen.
Regardless of the circumstances, I feel like the scripture that I was never seen the righteous forsaken nor is he begging for bread, like that thing right there, just really that thing got me doing the ugly face like all week because I know he not gonna let nothing bad happen to me.
Yes. That's real. That right there is real, especially when you can get that scripture to hit it. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I see Stacy, she said three, so she glad she made it, and I know a little bit about her story, so
Yes. So none of these really touch me. Mine is a combination. As
right.
you know, I had surgery on Friday. So I'm smiling because all the love that has been poured in me, I know that's nothing but God, that has, just gave me my support system and just lifted me up. But I said I'm glad I made it because I'm still, healing, which I know gonna take time, but
Amen.
he's brought me through and continue to bring me through. So that's why I put three.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. I think we all can testify to that as well. Amen. I just want to let you all know on who are on Zoom as well. We are Facebook Live, okay? Just give you just a little bit of awareness. I don't want to spring on nobody. All right. We are Facebook Live, so just give me a heads up. My dad, he put a one. Donna also put a one. If you know me on this week, well, Donna's been in the car with me every day this week. It's a four. I ain't gonna be. I'm full transparency. These kids are driving me crazy. I'm ready to let someone have it. I love them to death, but boy, they are testing it sometimes. And this week has been a true test. Still love them, but I've been. It's been a frustrating week. But at the end of the day, to God be the glory. Honestly, because I have a job. God be the glory. I'm still healthy, so I'm even though I'm a four, I know that I'm blessed. I'm still blessed. I'm still great. I still got my right mind. So that's where I'm at right now. Full transparency. All right, let's get this started, y'all. We're supposed to end at 8 o'clock. Sometimes I may go just a little bit over if I start rolling. So if you gotta step out, go ahead and sign off. But let's get started now. All right, the power. Oh, wisdom. We're going to start here in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The word of God, the word of God reads as follows. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm going to read that one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The writer of Proverbs is Solomon, known as, probably referred to as the wisest man in the Bible, full of wisdom, full of understanding. And so he wants to let us know that before anything else, the fear of God, the fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So let's go here. What is fear? Because if we understand the context of what we're reading, it can help us better understand and apply it. All right. So when we talk about the fear of the Lord, we're talking about not being afraid, not trembling, scared in this context. What Solomon is talking about, the fear of the Lord in this context here, is about having a reverence of God. It's about a prestige that no one else can obtain from you. You know, we give honor to judges. All rise, the honorable so-and-so is in the chambers. We give honor to an American flag by saluting. We give honor to our spouses. We honor families. We honor folks who have a good reputation. But when we're talking about fear and a reverence, it supersedes that. It is, and it is a feeling. It is a prestige. It is a recognition that no one else can obtain. And so, what Solomon is letting us know straight out in Proverbs, first chapter, Solomon is telling us the fear of God, the fear, the reverence, the prestige of God, the recognition of God is the beginning of wisdom. And I put this other word, beginning, because beginning means the start, the opening, the entry. You can call it what you want. You can say, I have a relationship with God. I love God. I serve God. I worship God. I do all these things about God, But if you don't have a reverence for him, if you don't have a prestige for him, if he's not the top, if he's not the cream of the crop, if you're giving the same prestige to God that you're giving somebody else, that's not the fear. That's not the fear. But he does say, if you have that, when it, in regards to God, it begins to open up the doors of wisdom, of understanding, of knowledge. I can go and say opportunity, blessings, knowing your call, knowing the journey, knowing the assignment, knowing what to pray for. And we're going to dive into all that. But it all begins with the fear, the reverence of God. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get twisted. There is the wrath of God. We ought to fear that as well. Because God is God. God has wrath. He's showed that time and time again in the Old Testament. You disrespect God, you become disobedient to God. Some people drop like flies real fast. But this fear that we're talking about, again, it's from a different context. It is about the reverence, the prestige. And so when we see, when we put God in that aspect, that's what unlocks the door of wisdom.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I think that, and for me, speaking from my experience, my fear of God comes from being disobedient in the past, right? And not staying within the will of God, right? And then when you finally submit to that will and you see what God can do and you see what He does when you're disobedient, you know, my favorite line, I don't want no smoke with God. I don't want to end up in the well no more, right? And a lot of times you have, there are people who they don't want to take ownership or accountability. And I think that you know, is part of this. When you're not open to taking ownership of your actions and atoning so that you can see what God can do, so that you have that fear and that faith and that reverence for God, then you're gonna get the smoke.
That's right. And like you said, I told one of my students today, even, you don't want the smoke that I got for you today. I told him, I said, it will smother you today. But to your point, sometimes the act of disobedience can open up the doors for you to say, wait a minute, something ain't right here. I got to get back and get realigned. I got to get back and get renewed. I got to get back and get revived. I got to get back to where I'm supposed to be. And that's when you understand, when you get right with God, and when you're connected with God, wisdom will allow you, and we're going to dive into that to help you understand something ain't right. I'm out of order. I'm off the path right now because it feels different. It looks different. It sounds different. This is not of God. And that's what wisdom, as we're going to dive into, it does reveal. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. So, when we talk about wisdom and looking at Proverbs 1, we started with Proverbs 1, verse 7, because it talked about the fear of the Lord, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So, what is the book of Proverbs all about? Solomon breaks it down in literally the first 6 verses. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Here it is. The whole purpose of this book of Proverbs, to know wisdom and instruction so you can understand words of insight. We'll dive into all this. Number 2, in verse 3, it says, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. Instruction and wise dealing, knowing how to move. Next, in verse 4, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Now, when we talk about prudence, prudence is discernment. Sometimes we look at problems and they seem so large and so complex and it feels very overwhelming. But when you unlock wisdom and you start to really seek it and get a hold of it and obtain it, you start to minimize the complexity of a problem, a problems, because that discernment helps you see things, Lord, I'm going all ahead already, from a different perspective than our own. How many of you have looked at a problem from your point of view, from your perspective, but when you saw it from a different perspective, it might have changed how you move. It might have changed how you thought. It might have changed how you spoke. It might have changed how you acted. That's the prudence, the discernment. Next, let the wise hear and increase in learning. Wisdom ought to allow you to increase your learning, to grow in your knowledge. You cannot be connected to God and not grow, because God is life. And if you're not living, you're dying. And we know God is always living, God is eternal. And so, those who are connected to God, you ought to be increasing. We're talking learning from a spiritual perspective. Because if you're learning from a spiritual perspective, it unlocks other doors physically, financially, health-wise, mentally. It locks the rest of the doors. Lastly, to understand a proverb and saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. And the words of the wise and their riddles, that also speaks to parables, New Testament with Jesus. Wisdom, and we're going to dive into that in the coming weeks, on the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower unlocks and really teaches us wisdom. And I'm going ahead with even with that, but if you understand the parable of the sower, you will understand every other parable in the Bible. So we'll get to that down the line, but let's unlock with wisdom first. All right. Here we go. So in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 and 12, 10 through 12, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. So here we go. In Proverbs chapter 1, Solomon said, fear of the Lord God is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise and struggle and worry and die. In Proverbs 9, he repeats it, but he also expands on it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many. Oh, there go one right there. Your days are going to be many. It doesn't seem short. It doesn't seem rushed. Your days will be many. And we understand that God's time and how we view time are two different things. God's time and our time are two different ways of seeing time. But only that, he says, your years will be added to your life, because wisdom will help you process things in a different way. Wisdom will allow you to see things in a different way. Wisdom will allow you to act in a different way. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. What does that reward look like? It may be materialistic, because you made a wise decision. Wisdom can impact your credit. Wisdom can impact your health. Wisdom can impact relationships. But it also is not just materialistic. Wisdom will reward you with peace at night. Wisdom will reward you with the spirit of calmness when chaos is surrounding you, especially during a government shutdown and everybody is stressing because they don't know when the next check is going to come from. Seeking wisdom will allow you to put your trust in God, even though there's a system designed to pay you. We know that even though the government was shut down, we serve a God who never shuts down. Heaven never shuts down. His blessings never shut down. His opportunities never shut down. And so when we put our trust in him and not man, It allows us to be rewarded. Patience, even. When people are pressing, when the world is moving fast and quick and in a hurry, wisdom will tell you to slow down. Just wait a while. Learn how to be still, be calm, because you may miss what I have for you if you're moving everywhere. So wisdom is not just materialistic. It also feeds your spirit. If you are a mocker, if you make fun of wisdom, if you try to act like you don't need it, you're gonna suffer. The word of God says that. Now, just for some understanding of the Bible in general, whenever the Bible repeats itself, it is God's way of saying, I need you to really understand this. Whenever you see, you read the word of God and you see a word repeated, if you see a passage of scripture repeated, is God's way of saying, I really need you to get this because this is very important. One word that is used a lot in the New Testament is when Jesus is speaking, he'll say, verily, verily, I say unto thee. He's saying, attention, attention, you might want to get this one here. And so here, Solomon said, I need you to understand the fear of the Lord is so important that I put it not only in chapter one, but I even expanded on it in chapter 9. I need you to get and understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of you seeing things from a different perspective.
Yeah,
So wisdom unlocks.
I was seeing counted. It was like five, at least five or six times from verses one through
That
four, the word
absolutely.
wisdom and wise.
Yes, that's what it is. That's the importance. So as you read the word of God, if you start seeing things repeated time after time again, that's God's way of saying, I need you to get this lesson. I need you to get this message because it's going to be essential. How many of you have been around a mom, a dad? You grew up mom and dad, and they had to repeat things time after time after time again because they want to make sure that it is embedded in you, that you never forget it. Some things have you learn through repetition and repeating and reciprocating over and over and over again. And so that's what Solomon's doing. Solomon, as you said, randomly, about 4 to 5 times within the first 9 chapters of Proverbs, he's saying the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because that's so important and essential to our growth. And so let's break down information, knowledge, and wisdom because they all work together, but they all are separate entities. All right? Information, knowledge, and wisdom. Because when you understand the difference between the three and you understand how they work together, you'll see it. Then you'll be able to see how things work from a different perspective. So, information is the most basic level, simply data or facts about something. That's information. At the basic level, it's information and facts. It's like raw materials, uninterpreted and lacking the content. It's numbers. It's a definition. It's what's the word I want to do? It's observational data. It's not broken down. It's not defined. It's just there. It's information. Facts. Knowledge, though, knowledge builds upon information. And this is how it adds understanding and context. It's the ability to make sense of facts and apply them strategically. All right? So information is the data, raw data, numbers, words is there. You see it. The knowledge brings the context. It adds a little bit of sauce to the information. All right? But wisdom is the next level, is the highest level. It involves the application of the knowledge in a thoughtful and insightful way, often with an understanding of a larger complex and implications. It's about making sound judgments and decisions based on experience and understanding. So wisdom is that analysis. It's the takeaway from the knowledge and the information. The information is just raw. It's there. The knowledge is the context behind it. It brings the definitions behind it. It brings what took place in like an experiment. And then the wisdom is, what do I pull away from it? What did I gain from it? How can I apply it? Information, known the facts, knowledge, understanding. Wisdom is knowing how to use that knowledge to make good decisions, to make wise decisions, to navigate life's complexities. So let me give you a practical way of seeing this. Information is your skeleton, bare bones. That's information. Knowledge is flesh wrapped around the skeleton. That's the covering and the context. Wisdom is the organs that brings life to the body, the why through guidance and reasoning. Skeleton, the flesh, and then the organs work it, beat it. The mind works it, decisions. Even if we look at the Bible, if we just read the Bible at its base, just with words, that's information. As we study the Bible, that becomes knowledge, because we're understanding context. We're understanding the reason behind the words. We're defining the context of the understanding of what is being said. But the wisdom helps us apply it in our lives. And so many of us, myself included, from time to time have struggled. I can read the word of God. I can read it fluently, real good. There are times where, when it's time for knowledge, I can find the context behind it. I can see, okay, I understand why this was said. Okay, I understand the characters of the other chapter. I understand why they did what they did. I understand what God is saying. But now the wisdom is, now that I understand it, how can I apply it in my life? Wisdom gives the opportunity to apply it, put it in action. And so, from a spiritual perspective, wisdom is the God-given ability to understand and navigate life from a spiritual perspective. And this includes practical discernment and the ability to make wise decisions that align with God's will. That, in a nutshell, is wisdom from a spiritual perspective. It is taking everything that you know from the Word of God, based on your studying, based on your meditating, based on your fellowship, is coming together with the Word of God, taking it, and now being able to understand it and apply it through discernment and being able to make wise decisions that align with God's will, which goes back to Proverbs 1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. Because to have the reverence of God means you're aligning with His will. That's what wisdom does. It aligns you with God. Wisdom is about discerning the best course of action in any situation. Decision making. Again, you gaining all the understanding. All the understanding from that word of God, all the understanding that God is speaking through your praying, through your meditating, through your worship. And now using that information, using that knowledge, now being able to discern, being able to see, being able to understand and make a decision for the best course of action in any situation. Do we always get it right? Absolutely not. But wisdom sets us up for success a lot of times. I like that. Wisdom will direct us to seek God first. Oh, see, you're already in the lesson because you're already ahead of me. It allows us to see it from a perspective that we're not able to see it on our own. Wisdom flows from relationship. You don't gain wisdom by learning more facts, but by walking rightly with God. Donnie, you hit it right there. Going back to the fear, the reverence, the submission. Be submissive and be surrender your life in total submission. Walking the path that God has set for you allows you to see things His way. There are a whole lot of smart people in the world, but they're not able to be successful because they don't know how to apply the knowledge and information that they gained. They're book smart, they're headstrong, they're full of information, but they have no way of working it out or applying it. God gives us the opportunity to say, this is how you do it. And I'm going to give you opportunities to show yourself. I'm going to give you opportunities to grow with it. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is also, and I love this, seen as a gift from God, offered to those who seek it through prayer and an humble ear. Ear, that should be ear, not ear. Ear. It is a gift. And one thing we know about gifts, if you ever received a gift before, the more appreciative you are of the gift, the more someone's willing to give you more gifts. When you show appreciation for what you have received, people are more willing to give more to you because of your appreciation, because you nurture it, because you take care of it, because you actually use it. And that's just like God. The more that you utilize the gift of wisdom, the more that you apply it in your life, if it's in your relationships, if it's in your finances, if it's in your health, if it's in your family, if it's on your job, in your inner workings daily, God gives it to, He gives you more and more and more because He can trust you with it. He knows you're going to use it the right way. And He says, all you do is ask for it. If you ask for it, I'll give it to you. If, as Donna said already, if you're walking with me, I give you access to everything if you're walking with me. Because I know you can handle it. And I know you're serious about it. We don't waste our money on people who are unappreciative. We don't do that. God's the same way. God said, hey, if you show reverence to me, you walk in with me. And He knows that we are not perfect. He knows that. He knows that we are sinners saved by grace, that we all fall short of the glory of God. But at the same time, He says, walk with me. I'll show you how to do this thing. Walk with me. You'll learn how to apply my word in your life. And when you start to apply it, you see the blessings that are gonna reign in your life. And again, I'm gonna say this again, it has nothing to do with materialistic things. Has everything to do with the peace of mind. Has everything to do with trusting God. I'm so grateful for what I have. It shifts your mindset. It shifts your spirit. That's what wisdom does. The importance of wisdom. Wisdom helps us focus on our spirit more than our flesh as we navigate through our lives as believers. Wisdom is spiritual. Wisdom, and y'all have already said it, and we're going to get to it, shifts your perspective. Wisdom will shift your perspective. Also, with wisdom, there is no counterattack of weaponry from the enemy that is successful when wisdom is applied in our lives. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy knows that God has an assignment for each of us. He desires each one of us to live for him, to advance his kingdom through service and through love and through relationship. And so the enemy has, he has an army, he has an artillery of weapons trying to shoot us down, trying to take us out. And the one counter that we got is wisdom. When we apply wisdom against the enemy, he will never win. When we apply wisdom, because again, wisdom comes from God. Wisdom does not come from man, it comes from God. Man cannot grow wisdom. Man cannot grow it in a lab. They can't grow it in the ground. They can't AI it. It only comes from God. And when it comes from God, it is the one thing that the enemy can't handle. The one thing that he cannot handle. Don said, wisdom starts when we acknowledge God is holy. Yes, God is right, and God is the authority over our lives. You can't truly be wise without first honoring God. It goes back to relationship. It goes back to recognizing who he is in our lives. And I'll put this pin right here. Whatever you put before God, God will use that very thing to break you down to bring you back to him. Whatever you put, and I'm a witness to that, whatever you put ahead of God, above God, before God, he will use that very thing to break you down to bring you back. God specializes in broken pieces. God specializes in brokenness. God can do a miraculous thing with some broken hearts, with some broken opportunities, with some broken relationships, some broken families, some broken health, some broken jobs. He can do amazing things when it's in his hands. And so it goes back to really just going and seeking God and giving him the reverence and honor first. Wisdom separates us from the world. Slow to speak, quick to listen, practicing restraint on our free will. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why God gives us, he gives us two ears, one lip. We need to listen more than we speak. Wisdom allows us to hear, seek, understand, so we can be careful how we process it when it comes out, how we exercise it. Ephesians 6 and 12, to support this, says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a spiritual battle. And part of the struggle at times is when we don't see things from a spiritual perspective, and we see it from our humanistic eye, that's when we find ourselves in a world of trouble. Because wisdom allows us to see it from here. But knowledge and information allows us to see it from here, the eye here. And if we can't translate from here to here, that's when we find ourselves in a world problem. Because these are filled with emotion. This is filled with logic and understanding and discernment. And so the more that we see it from here, the better our vision is here. So it's all spiritual. Wisdom is spiritual.
It's just like when we have a snowstorm and people go crazy and they go clear out the whole groceries, the whole water aisle. And even during COVID, they was tearing them tissue aisles up because they was looking with their human eye, not knowing that God was going to provide. Because I tell you, I never had no problem finding no tissue during the height of COVID. Okay? We wasn't clearing out no aisles and no tissue.
Yes, that's real. Yes, the world panics over any little thing. Malika, to your point, the first snow hit last Thursday. A half inch, and people losing their mind over a half inch. But think about how many times we respond that way when trouble comes our way. Think about how many times how we respond when something does not work out a certain way that we planned. We start to panic. We start to become worrisome. Don and I, we have this saying, and we say this: have your moment and move forward quickly. Because you don't want to suppress your feelings and your emotions. Because then you're being in denial. Have your moment, and then let's get back on the right path quickly. Let's go. Wisdom, again, gets back to realignment. You hit a bump in the road, gotta get realigned again. They tell you when it's time to change your tires, you need to make sure that you realign the axles. Or you're gonna wear the tires out faster than you should. When God gives you the wisdom, it's all about realignment and working it out. Wisdom is the gift of discernment received through prayer and the humbling of your heart that guides you to make spiritual decisions for everyday practical life. Discernment, prudence, being able to see things that others can't see, being able to process things that others can't process. I have this saying, I heard it in a song, and I live by it. You gotta see it before you see it, or you never will see it. And I know that somebody, I said it one time, somebody said, man, that's too deep. I said, no, if you really break it down, you gotta see it from a spiritual perspective before you see it from a physical perspective, or you will never see it manifest. That's what wisdom does. You are seeing it in the spirit first before you see it in the physical. Because if you don't see the spiritual, it will never manifest. You'll miss the moment. You'll miss
Amen.
the opportunity. You'll miss the blessing. You'll miss the assignment. You will miss the call. You will miss the shift that God is doing. You will miss the call when he's ringing to say it's time to move. It's time to let go. It's time to obtain this over here. It's time to relocate. It's time. You will miss it if you don't see it from the spiritual perspective. Wisdom is spiritual. And so there's some key aspects to wisdom. I'm going to dive in real fast on. Some key aspects. One is God's perspective. Wisdom opens you up to God's perspective. Now, I've been trying to get there, and y'all been jumping it, and I love it. Perspective. Wisdom allows one to see the world and life from God's point of view, understanding his principles and purposes. Now to see it from God's point of view and not our point of view. Understanding his principles and purposes. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9. I believe we heard this before. If you haven't, this is a great time to know it and understand it. Write it down. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God's point of view is so much higher. His perspective is so much higher. His range of seeing things is so much higher because he's positioned in a different place than we are. What wisdom does, it raises our perspective to God's perspective. And when we change our perspective, when we change our point of view, when we change how we see things, when we change our positioning and we see it from where he sees it, then we get a deeper understanding. We get a better grasp of the purpose of what the situation is unfolding. Why is it unfolding? We get a better perspective of why this person talking to me this way. Why is this person acting this way towards me? We gain a better understanding of Okay, God, I see it. And I know, so I gotta move this way. I may not know why, but I'm trusting your perspective because wisdom is up here. We can't get it from our own perspective. Again, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so if you want the wisdom, we got to rise to where he is. And the way we rise is by going down on our knees. Before you rise, you got to fall on your knees. Because if you ask for it, he'll give it to you. And then when you fall on your knees, you got to be open. This is not for negotiation. This is not a amending. You can't amend his wisdom. You can't cross out the things that you like about his wisdom. His wisdom is his wisdom. And then once you understand his wisdom, you can go and declare Romans 8 and 28, which says, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You see it from his perspective. It all makes sense. It don't make sense in the process, but we'll understand it by and by. It will all come together. Discernment. It involves the ability to discern the right way to act in different situations and to distinguish between right and wrong. Lord, this chair can make me fall. There we go. Discernment helps you to process the wisdom. The wisdom helps you process and how to see things. So that way you can see which way to go. You can discern. You can figure it out. You can navigate. That's the beauty of discernment. You know, some people, you know, the world says, it's my gut feeling. I got this gut feeling. Nah, baby, for us, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit that's whispering in your ear. It's the Spirit that's making your heart beat and saying, hey, this don't feel right. You might want to end that relationship. This don't feel right. You might want to save some money on this one here. This don't feel right. You might want to shift how you're moving. This don't feel right. You might want to think about an alternative option. This don't it allows you to see it and make the right decision. They move in a certain way. I don't think I need to go that way tonight. This crowd here, they're running their mouths too much. I don't want to be contaminated with those things. That's what discernment it is. Proverbs 2 and 3, 3 and 5 says, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Cry out and ask for it. He will give it to you. Donna said, what God. She wrote, what God calls wise, the world may reject. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And Diane said, discernment comes from constant prayer and conversation with God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is speaking within you. One cannot hear if they aren't listening. That's right. Absolutely. Here is noise. Listen, you're taking in. And if you've been in a relationship with God, God is always speaking. He is constantly speaking. God is speaking every moment of the day. And the more that you are aligned with God, you'll be in tune with God. And then you start, before you know it, you know, the lights will start to flicker, and you start saying, okay, God, what's up with that? I see something in that. Or someone start walking a certain way and you walk past them. And there's a chill or coldness. You're like, okay, God, I see that. Or you hear a conversation. God, thank you for that confirmation. That person may not know exactly what you're talking about, but you know God was speaking. Because God is constantly in the he's constantly sharing his voice, sharing his word. He loves us enough to say, I will lead you every step of the way. I just need you to be sensitive to my spirit. That's what the sermon does. Practical application. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom is not just theoretical knowledge, but it is applied to real life situations, leading to good decisions and actions. You don't just gain wisdom to keep it. to keep it, to store it. It's not like a savings account that you grow. You gain wisdom to ex you gain wisdom to apply it. Why are you gonna hoard the good information and not use it? God gives it to us so that we can make great decisions and actions. There, I know I'm not the only one who has made some crazy decisions because I was too emotional. I was caught up in my feelings. I was caught up in, and I was caught off guard and not prepared. Wisdom prepares us. And wisdom also allows us to make the right decisions at the right time. Now, I don't know about you. All of us have made a wrong decision, a wrong turn, said a wrong thing, been in a wrong relationship, been at a wrong job, been at a wrong church, been around some wrong family members, been in the wrong neighborhood. You just wrong. We've all had wrong. But there comes a moment in time when you are sick of being wrong. There's even a song that just hit me. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. What kind of foolishness is this? You want to be wrong all your life? No. There comes a point where you know this ain't the life. I want to live right. I there's got to be something better. God says, I got it for you. It's the gift of wisdom. Come to me in relationship. Realign yourself with me, and you have a direct access. You ain't got to bend no curves. You ain't got to go in no caves. You ain't got to climb no mountains. It is a pipeline coming straight down from me to you so that you can use it every day. I'm talking about in every, you can apply wisdom in every aspect of your life. And I promise you, if you apply wisdom in one aspect of your life, you see how much of a blessing wisdom is. And then it ought to start at five and say, you know what? I saw some wisdom in my relationship. Let me try my finance. Let me try my children. Let me try my spouse. Let me try my job. Let me try my schooling. Let me try my serving. Let me try the ministry. Let me try it on family members. You start to apply because you know it works. And the more you allow wisdom to work, the more eager you want to go on your knees and ask God for more. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of my favorite scriptures. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, submit to him or acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight, or he shall direct your path, according to King James Version. I preached this 2 or 3 weeks ago. Lord, we got happy in the church. Putting your trust in the Lord. Practical application. We almost done. God's gift. Key aspect of wisdom is God's gift. We spoke about this earlier. The Bible emphasizes that wisdom comes from God and is freely given to those who seek it. You ain't got to pay for it. You got to pay for a whole lot of stuff. A lot of us are paying for stuff for Christmas gifts. But this gift of wisdom is free. And is he said it's freely given. It's no restriction. All you do is ask. Ask and it shall be open. I'm sorry. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you lack it, and I don't know about you, I've lacked wisdom, trust and believe. Pastor Marcus, Pastor Ferguson, ain't got it all right. I have lacks of wisdom in some of my decision making, absolutely, and I've seen the results of it. But when I go to God, I ask him, God, I need wisdom in this situation. I need wisdom, God, to help me comprehend what's going on. God, I'm confused. I don't know which way I'm supposed to go next. God, I need your guidance. I need your wisdom to make the right decision. God, my finances are jacked up. My credit is messed up. God, help me learn how to spend the correct way. Help me learn how to save the correct way. Relationships, Lord help us. God, I done made some dumb decisions. I done got caught up with some jacked up people. And the reality is I was jacked up too. But God, I need your wisdom. And the Bible's James says he'll give it to you generously. He give it to you freely. I can see God now. When we go down on our knees asking God for wisdom, I believe he just pushes a button and just flows and wisdom will just flow down. And he's smiling because you know what? His child has asked for something in need and he is willing to give it. He's willing to give it without any cost. That's the beauty of it. It don't cost you. Just go. He said, again, you want it? Go down on your knees. Ask for it. And he will give it freely. I believe this is the last one. Humility. Wisdom is often associated with humility, as those who are wise understand the limitations of their own knowledge and are open to guidance from God and others. Woo! Humility says, I don't have it all together. Humility says, I know I ain't perfect. Humility says, I can't do this alone. Wisdom will allow us to connect not only with God, but with those who are strong in the faith, with those who have a story to tell, with those who have a testimony, with those who have walked in similar paths as you, those who walk in similar shoes as you, those who have lifted similar weights as you, those who have traveled similar, have walked through similar doors, walked through similar rooms as you, been in similar relationships. He says, you got to be, wisdom will humble you, can make you humble and say, I need to connect my people. I need community. I need to hear the testimonies. Because when I'm struggling in my faith, I need to hear somebody say, God will take care of you. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Rev Malik, you said this earlier in the beginning. When you feel like your ends can't meet, you said the Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. It is the story. You are now telling your story. It goes back, and I know people wear this song out. I sought the Lord. He heard and he answered. I trust in God. He will never fail. That's the humility that will come from others if you humble yourself. You know what? Today, there's a song that says, I need you, you need me. We're a part of God's body. And it goes and say, I need you to survive. We survive through God's community. Wisdom brings us together. Information will separate us, isolate us, and the devil operates best in isolation. The devil wants to remove you from the community of faith. He wants to remove you from other believers so that he can do his best work on you. The moment you connect yourself with some other believers, the moment you connect you surround yourself around those who are in that same walk as you, the moment you start listening to those stories of how I got over, by and by, have a little talk with Jesus, amazing grace, when you start hearing those stories, that provides a sense of encouragement. It provides a sense of fuel to keep on keeping on. And Solomon says in Proverbs 11 and 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. The moment you think you know it all, you're going to fall. The moment you think you got it all together, shame is falling right behind. Shame's going to knock on your door. But when you can say, Lord, I'm just trying to make it. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 199 and a half won't do. I need that extra. I need what I'm missing. That's when humility comes. Because with wisdom comes dependence on God. And the moment you feel like, Lord help, the moment you can declare to yourself and say, I don't need God, is the moment life will break you down to your knees. God wants us to depend on Him. He desires us to depend on Him because when God shows up, God shows out. Trust, we got a God who likes to show who He is. Trust and believe. Because the reality is not just about us, it's about those who are connected to us. God said, God wants us to have the wisdom so that we don't just keep it to ourselves, we share it to others so others can be drawn to Him. And so it's that key aspect of humility. That is all for part one of the power of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise it and will fall short. They will die. They will look silly. They will look terrible. They will struggle. And so on this night, my prayer is that if you don't take anything else away, you take away this one thought. Connecting with God opens up a different perspective in your life. Connecting with God opens up a different perspective in your life. The moment you start seeking God's perspective is the moment you start seeing life in a different way. And when you start seeing life a different way, there's always a lesson, even in losing. There's always a lesson, even in detachment. There's always a lesson, even when there's a struggle. There's always a lesson, even when your back is up against the wall. Because when your back is up against the wall, that's when you really get to know God. And I hate to say, God's desire is not for us to struggle. That it's not for us to struggle. But He will use our struggle for Him so we can really see who He is. So we can know who He is in our lives. That's the kind of God that we serve. A God that is unselfish, a God that wants to give us everything that He has. We got to ask for it, and then we got to utilize it. Next week, we're going to, next Saturday, actually. Next Saturday, 9 a.m., we're going to go into part two of the Power of Wisdom. We're going to learn about a man who, as soon as he gained wisdom, he had to put it into action. And you'll learn that the moment that God gives you wisdom after asking for it, you're going to have to utilize it. God's going to show you how to work it. Amen. Amen. Any last comments, questions, concerns, criticisms? Don and Chad said, who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? All we have to do is ask. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? All right. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Let us go to God in prayer. God, our Father, we come to you right now, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for the grace, for peace. We thank you for this word, God. We thank you for wisdom, God. God, our prayer right now, God, is that we're able to fall on our knees, God. Realign our spirits, our hearts, our minds with you, God. Realign our lives with you, God, that we may be able to gain what you desire to give us freely, and that is wisdom to be applied in our lives. Allow the wisdom to strengthen us. Allow the wisdom to provide opportunities to be used. Allow the wisdom in our lives to be used for discernment and to make better decisions, God. God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins right now, God. We ask you to have mercy on our souls, God. God, and we thank you, God, for the ability even on tomorrow, God, if it's your desire for us to wake up, to be able to utilize just a little bit of wisdom that you have blessed us with. God, we love you. We thank you. We bless you. Now cover us and keep us, God, As we have, as we go to sleep at night, God, give us a peace of mind. Give us a rest, God, because God, we serve you, and you are God that neither slumbers nor sleep. So we wait in anticipation for the blessings that will be provided tomorrow. But most of all, the mercies that you say are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We ask for all these things in your son's precious name, Jesus Christ. Let all God's children together say amen,
Amen.
amen, and amen. God bless
Amen.
you. God bless you. God bless you.